Yes, this is our first introduction video, and we should probably introduce ourselves. Okay, so let's begin.
All right. Is it on?
Yeah, it's recording. Are you nervous?
I don't know what to say.
Oh, you just say hello. Say hello, my name is Chaya Kahan, and you're listening to.
Yum yums in the morning, or Chaya in the morning, or what's the name of
It's
the
Chay Chay
show?
in the morning.
Oh, Chay Chay in the morning.
It's Chay Chay in the
Hi.
morning.
Okay. Hi, you're listening to Chay Chay in the morning.
I like that. Hi, you're listening to Chay Chay in the morning with Chaya Kahan. And now your host. And then I'm going to put something here, some sort of sound. Chay Chay. And then I'll get like a little bell. I'll ring it like. Okay.
Round one.
Round one. Let's begin. So Chaya, this is your show, not my show, but I guess I can ask you questions,
All right.
and then you can get into it. So let's talk about what's it like living in a turtle sanctuary in St. Martin?
Well, to be honest, I've never seen a turtle before, so.
Just let's scratch that and let's start again because I told the people here that you live in a turtle sanctuary and they're very excited. Let's do it
Okay,
again.
fine.
Okay, hold on.
Okay,
I'm just pre
fine.
I'm gonna okay. Okay, Chaya, what's it like living
Hi.
on a turtle sanctuary in St. Martin?
It's nice, it's calm, peaceful. It's the wonders of life. Lots of turtles every day. Turtles kind of look like humans. Each of their faces look a little different than the other turtle. Like one turtle has freckles, one turtle has pimples, just like human beings.
That's very interesting. And did you and I hear some of these turtles are up for adoption. If you go
Yeah, they
onto
are.
Chaya's website, www.iwantturtles.com,
Iwantturtles.com.
you can actually adopt a turtle. I'm gonna link that in the description below.
They're in danger, so if you want to save them, because then they might turn into turtle meat. Some people like turtle burgers.
Turtle burgers.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds pretty interesting. I mean, that's horrible. That's horrible. I would never
Yeah.
ever eat a turtle burger. I don't think I can
Turtle
say it.
burger.
Turtle burger.
Turtle
Can
burger.
I have one turtle burger, please?
Yeah, one. So, I mean, and we don't want people ordering a turtle burger. We want to save the
That's
turtles.
true. We do. We definitely want to save the turtle. So for all you listening out there, please go to www dot
I want a turtle.
iwantaturtle.com to adopt and save the cute little turtles.
Turtles, turtles.
Moving on to the next topic. So I hear that, it's interesting. This is your podcast and I'm interviewing you. So I guess that's how it works. It's a reverse interview where the interviewee gets to interview the interviewer.
Well, we were supposed to have another guest star who was supposed to be interviewed, but he was not a show. I think his name is Zikari Domansky.
Yeah. I mean, Zeke Umansky was supposed to join the podcast, but he is a no-show. So we could, sometimes we have to just move on. Also, the truth is, Zeke wasn't in the budget, so we couldn't really fit him in. This is a
Yeah,
very
he's an expensive
low-budget
one.
podcast. Chaya, can I show you something? I know the listeners can't really see this, but this, what I'm holding in my hand, this is an Asian fan that I actually
Wow.
bought. I didn't buy it. An old Chinese lady handed this to me in Hong Kong and said this will protect me. And this is what I want to transition. I hear that you have an affinity towards the Asian culture, specifically the Asian cuisine.
Dumplings and ramen noodle.
Wow. The truth is like I've never really had a dumpling before.
Well, they're really, really good. Like, I can't explain them in words because you just have to eat them for yourself.
I know. I actually read your blog yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And
all about the dumplings.
It's really all about the dumplings. I mean, let me, you know, I pulled out an excerpt from your blog. I wanted to read it to the audience, to the viewers. I just don't, it's okay. Okay. All right. Anyways, it says over here, I was confused as well as nervous, but I was like, the hell with it. I slowly reached out my hand and grabbed for the steamed, doughy thing, and then slowly I popped it into my mouth. Wow, Chaya, that sounds so good. I mean, just dumplings? Mm-mm-mm.
And but ramen noodles, too. That will be the next post about ramen noodles.
So, who knew that food can be so sensual? A real sensual experience, a real delight to the senses.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have to be the right type of dumpling, because a lot of places you go to and you get dumplings, they're just not good.
Yeah.
I don't like fried dumplings, I don't like falling apart dumplings. They need to be perfect and just right dumplings.
I agree with you. I feel like they need to be steamed.
Yeah, a lot of restaurants think that it's okay to have them fried, but that's not okay.
It's not okay. I agree with you. I mean, what do I know? I never had a dumpling. The truth is, I'll be honest with you, I actually did have a dumpling, but it wasn't, I don't think it's real because I had a kosher dumpling and it wasn't that great. I mean, I've seen with my eyes a real dumpling.
Real dumplings are meant to have fish and like pork and like chicken, so they can't really be kosher.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. And for our vegan listeners out there, you can also put vegetables in dumplings.
Yeah.
You could put marshmallow fluff in dumplings.
Yeah, I mean that sounds disgusting, but
yeah, you know, each to their own. Each to their own. Moving on. What was I going to say? Something very. Oh yeah. So Chaya, I was thinking of a good name for our podcast. Take a dumpling. Take a dumpling on my face.
But then the show has to be all about dumplings. And we're kind of, like, you know, have a variety of topics to talk about, not just about dumplings. You know, if we're going to be, like, a food podcast, then there's so much food that we could be talking about also. Like, the world is just full of food.
That's true. So, can you tell me about any St. Martin cuisine that you've come across? What do the locals like to eat, besides for turtle burgers?
They like lamb stew.
Ooh, lamb stew. Are there lambs on St. Martin?
No, wait, not lamb. Sorry. Goat stew. Yeah. So, you know, they're very into taking their goats, making it into stew, and eating that on a 80-degree day when it's super hot out. They also like jerk chicken. Well, and rum. Main drink here is rum. Everyone loves rum.
Well,
like enough rum.
Can I be, like, honest with you for a second? Like, I think living in St. Martin sounds delicious. I mean, who doesn't want to drink rum and eat jerk chicken all day? Besides,
yeah, I mean, but they have a variety of other food too, you know? You can get your falafel here, you can get your ramen noodle, you can get your pizza.
Is there kosher food there?
Is there what?
Kosher food?
No. No restaurant that's kosher.
Oh man.
Kosher stuff in a grocery store, but nothing restaurant wise. There is a vegetarian place, but I don't eat there.
Have you ever considered opening the first kosher restaurant in St. Martin?
No, I just think the restaurant business is very hard to be in.
It is. That's true.
Yeah.
It's really a real labor of love.
I agree.
Kind of like making podcasts. It's going to be a real labor of love.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is our first podcast. So, you know, you go from here and then you just keep making more and more podcasts.
Yeah, that's true. Hi, I also got you a microphone. I can't give it to you because you're in St. Martin. But
yeah.
It's really – here, if you can see it, it's a mini – I have the Mickey Mouse because I'm a male. And you have the Minnie Mouse because you're a female.
That's so cool. Where did you get that from?
I got them from Walt Disney World in Anaheim, California.
Oh, I love that place. I didn't know they sell microphones.
It also doubles as a pen in case you need to write something while talking into it.
Oh, so it's a pen microphone.
Well, yeah, it's a pen-rophone. So I'm going to be using it right now. And I'm going to put one by your mouth.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, so...
never get enough.
Let's talk about how we decided to make this podcast. So Chaya Kahan,
yeah,
is a brilliant blogger, and we've always said, hey, we should interview that person. We've always said that we should make a podcast, and you know, a lot of people, what they do is they say we should do something, but they never really do it. I'm guilty of that, and I decided the hell with it. And yesterday when you said, let's start a podcast, I said, okay. And like right away, I just went online and just started doing it. And this is our first podcast. So to all the listeners out there, if you want to do something, you can't wait. You just got to do it, you know?
Yeah, like brush your hair.
I like brushing my hair. It feels really good. It's very therapeutic for me.
I agree. If you want to brush your hair, you should brush your hair as much as you want every day.
I do. I like to brush my hair in the mirror and tell myself how much I love myself.
And how much you like your hair.
And how much I like my hair. I love myself.
That looks like a horsehair brush.
It is. This is actually Italian. It's called the Rivercole. Only one is made every year. And I got it.
Cool. Where did you get it from?
Geppetto.
Oh,
Geppetto, yeah, the woodsmith.
Interesting facts also about himself. He has a Geppetto brush, which the rest of the world doesn't have.
Well, Geppetto, you know, most people, you see, it's interesting. Most people, when they think of Geppetto, they think of him as the creator of Pinocchio, which, by the way, it's pronounced Pinocchio because it's Italian. Pinocchio, really.
I never knew that.
Yeah, correct. And Geppetto is Geppetto. It's actually Geppetto. When I was in Italy last year, I went to his shop and I had him craft for me the Rivercole. And I mean, look at my hair. It's pretty good, you know, as you can tell. It's like pretty thick and it looks good. And it stimulates hair growth. It stimulates the hair follicles. It stimulates other things that I, you know.
Well, then you should share this magical brush with everyone else and get it reproduced in China and get them to make like a billion of them.
Yeah, but you know, there's actually a trade embargo now in China, so I don't know if that's possible.
Well, I'm sure there's some place that will do it for you.
Well, I don't want it.
You'd be a millionaire right now.
I like to be exclusive. I like to be the only guy that has this brush.
Sometimes you gotta share with the world in order to gain the wealth.
That's true. Moving on. Tell us about what it's like to live in Saint Martin. Am I pronouncing it correctly? Is it Saint Martin? Or is it, I don't...
Saint Martin and Saint Martin is the French side. There's two sides here. There's the Dutch and then there's the French side.
Oh, interesting. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
There's a Dutch side. There's a French side. I'm guessing the French and the Dutch fought over the land, and then they just decided to, like, stop having a war and just to go splitsies, you know?
Yeah.
It's always a good way to solve problems, just to split it in half.
Half. Is St. Martin a beautiful island?
Yeah, it's a really nice island. I think it's probably one of the nicest islands in the Caribbean. I haven't really been to many islands. I've been to Puerto Rico.
Ooh.
It wasn't as nice.
Yeah. I'm so excited. We're going to be spending... the Jewish holiday of Sukkot.
Yeah, the hut holiday. Explain to the viewers what it is.
Oh, yeah, it's a very high holiday. That's where Jews celebrate something. I don't remember leaving Egypt in a hut.
Yeah.
With leavened bread.
J-Leven
bread.
Shout out
to J-Leven bread. So, what's it like being an army wife? You know, I feel like you're an army wife. Think about it.
I'm not an army wife. He doesn't have a gun. He has school books.
Yeah,
more like...
So Sometimes words can be a weapon, Chaya.
Well, my husband is a med student and he just studies. He doesn't have a gun or shooting people or is in the army.
Go on.
He studies. He's getting ready to be a doctor.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really amazing. Dr. Adams.
Soon to be, yeah. He has a white coat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dr. Adams.
And his white coat could be his, weapons.
Dr. Patch Adams.
Patch Adams. That should be his doctor name.
Dr. Patch Adams.
Yeah, like, you go to a doctor, you want, like, a cool name, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Not like, hey, my name is Dr. Henry, or hey, my name is Dr. Mike. Those are boring names.
Hi, what do you think about my podcasting voice? It's very interesting, because whenever I hear a podcast, people talk like this. They say, hello, and welcome back to the podcast. You're talking more normal, which is cool. I just feel like I have to be podcasting right now.
I think your voice sounds like the same as when we talk.
Oh, good.
Not having a podcast.
Yeah. Thank God. And now we're going to segment into what is in Zach's sister's room.
I know we're in Zach's sister's room.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually podcasting from my sister's room. She does not know. It's just the quietest room in the house. So what I have here is actually two perfumes. One is called Daisy by Marc Jacob, and one is called Flower Bomb by Victor Rolf. Have you heard of these perfumes?
Yeah, I've heard of the Daisy one, the other one.
Interesting. So Flower Bomb, this kind of reminds me of...
A flower bomb?
Of, like, high school. I think every girl in high school is wearing this. And Daisy by Marc Jacobs, this kind of reminds me of like a teacher, like when you're in school and the teacher's wearing perfume and then you're kind of like, you're kind of like.
Don't like the smell?
You don't like the smell because your teacher's mean and she's going to give you a pop quiz. And she's always saying you can't eat in class. And then she's eating a Ricola and she's making that like.
And your teacher's like 9 years old and like. Walks really slow.
Yeah.
Like, hands out the papers really slowly.
Yeah.
And some of the kids get longer on the test than others because she walks that slow.
It's the worst.
It's not fair.
It's really, yeah. Really the worst.
Yeah. I know those teachers, the old ones who will never retire and probably will die in the school.
Yeah. You know what happens to those teachers?
They never leave.
They never leave. Look at Hogwarts. There are teachers who are dead, but they're still teaching.
They're ghosts.
They're ghosts. They're ghost teachers. Nobody wants a ghost teacher. Nobody wants a ghost teacher.
You need a teacher who's young, the vibrant. It's like a dog. You don't want to get the old dog.
No. No.
The old dog won't go and, be fun. It's the young ones that are fun and good teachers.
It's true. Funny thing about old dogs, I actually taught an old dog a new trick yesterday.
Huh. What did you teach it?
I taught it how to stick its middle finger out. Its middle paw. Like a little,
Do they even have five fingers?
His middle nail just comes right up. He lifts up his paw and he goes like, he puts his little nail out and it's pretty cute.
It's pretty cool. You need to film that.
Well, yeah. But it's cool. They okay, this is a really weird, I'm going to transition this. Yeah.
Maybe we should talk about our sponsors.
Oh, yes. Chachi in the Morning is sponsored by Colgate Total. And also sponsored by Ducco Cement. And that's the sponsors from Chachi in the Morning.
Yeah. Woohoo. So
I think
buy our sponsor stuff.
Yeah. I mean we've been recording for 20 minutes so far.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. How long do you think our podcast should be?
How long are popular podcasts usually?
I mean, like, Tim Ferriss is, like, an hour and a half.
What does he talk about?
He just talks about, how to, like, increase your stamina through exercise and how to, like, get richer. I don't know, stuff like that. But the truth is, when I see a podcast that's over an hour, it's kind of daunting. I listen to it when I'm on a train or a bus or running. Those are the only times when it's good to listen to a long podcast. But I think podcasts should be, like, you know,
20 minutes.
Yeah, 20, 30 minutes. Like, let's just,
what, we only have 10 minutes left of recording time then.
We have 10 minutes of recording time, but
yeah,
and this is the first podcast also. And I realized that it's not so easy to make it because you have to think about things to talk about.
Well, I think next podcast, we need to prepare before we start recording, you know,
cool
things.
That would be a good idea. Like, to have some sort of board of, like, what we're going to talk about.
Well, also our guest star was probably going to say a lot of stuff, but he didn't make it.
It's really frustrating, you know, when you rely on somebody.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess star just needs to be on time. I think that's what our next subject should be. We should call him up and talk about being on time.
The values of being on time.
Yeah. I think he'd get it. And then he'll start being on time after that podcast. And then he'll be maybe at the next one on time.
Yeah, but Chaya, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Are you calling our guest star old?
No, I'm just calling him a dog.
Oh, I don't know which one's more insulting.
Would you rather be an old or a dog?
I mean, it depends how old the dog is. Dog's like 30 years old. I'd rather be a dog than old.
What kind of dog would you want to be?
I don't know. There's so many of them. Maybe a corgi. They're cute. Maybe. I don't know. I like Frenchies and, what are the other ones called? You know, the Frenchies. The ones with the and pugs. But I don't want to look like one of them. I just want to own one of them, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think I want to be a dog. I like being human.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is, like, I think being a human is overrated, and if I was going to be a dog, I would want to be Air Bud.
I mean, yeah, he's a pretty epic dog, so you want to be a golden retriever, then?
I want to be a golden retriever who plays basketball.
Why don't you be Lassie?
I think Lassie was a bit of a pussy. He was a little annoying. Also, the name Lassie is a very Lassie. Ugh.
Lassie. I think, yeah, but everyone remembers Lassie more than they remember Air Bud.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Maybe my parents know Lassie, but, like, you know, I grew up on Air Bud. That's the 90s.
I grew up on Air Bud too, but, like, everyone knows Lassie. Lassie's Lassie.
Lassie, right? The dog that saves people. It's like the dog's, like, barking once. Like, what is it, Lassie? Bark! Timmy's in the well again? Bark! He's eating fried chicken? Bark, bark!
Yeah, but this new generation doesn't even know who Air Bud is. They know who, like, Doug the Pug and all these social media dogs are. You know the little dog that, like, sticks out its tongue? I don't know what its name is. Norbert, maybe?
Sure, Norbert.
Yeah, the dog with the weird sticking out tongue thing going on.
Norbert is a hero, by the way. He's a national hero.
Really?
Absolutely.
See, those dogs are what the new generation is going to remember, not Lassie and Air Bud.
Right.
Yeah. This is what our world has turned into.
Where are you sitting right now?
I'm sitting in the medical school. See, this is green. You know, they choose happy colors to make the students feel, I don't know, more motivated, I guess. Preparing them for doctorism. That should be a word.
Doctorism.
Yeah, they're going to be doctorisms.
Wow, and how's that going? And, like, how are you feeling about that? Are you happy?
With what?
Like, do you feel stuck on an island?
Some days, yeah, but then, you know, they invented this amazing thing, social media, and I think that really helps. Social media, the Facebook, the WhatsApp, the Netflix. Oh my God, if there was no such thing as Netflix, I think I would be really upset.
Yeah.
I think living on an island in this day and age is okay, but if we're talking about back in 1995, I don't think I'd want to do it.
I hear that. I mean, if I was living on an island back in 1995, I think I would have started a ska band out of sheer boredom.
Yeah, I mean, you could have been the big hit in the Caribbean. I mean, they still are looking for famous musicians here.
Really? Caribbean's Got Talent?
Yeah. The one thing with the Caribbean is that come here with your talent and you'll probably won't have that much competition because what, there's two other singers?
Yeah, but I feel like the people in the Caribbean are so talented. They could play like Caribbean bongos and they can sing and dance and play the coconut and they can make jerk chicken and they can make goat stew, turtle burgers. Yeah. I mean, that Oscar sounds like a lot of competition to me. Oscar soup?
Lobster.
Oh, lobster soup.
Lobster tail.
That's interesting.
Yeah, is that our guest star?
This is our guest star. Also known as my sister's wig holder.
She's a little creepy looking.
She's very creepy. Very, very creepy. She's got a pin in her neck. You can just go like. Ugh.
They make another horror movie. It should be with wig head.
Oh, it should be called Wig Head.
Yeah, I think that would be a really good idea. And then it, sits in your room, and then at night it, crawls and gets you.
Yeah, and it sticks, pins in your head.
And it makes you into a wig head.
I don't
know. We have a blockbuster hit right there.
Oh, yeah, Wig Head, coming out in theaters near you.
2025.
So we have about 3 minutes left to our podcast.
All right.
Anything that you feel like you want to get off your chest?
Yeah, I think next podcast, that's what we should get off our chest to let the viewers know what they can expect for the next podcast.
All right, take it away.
Well, I think the next podcast, we're going to talk more about food, culture, what's going on in the world, about our lives, experiences. If you want to ask advice to us, maybe we can help out also. Zach's been through lots of different things in the world. I've been through lots of different things in the world. But, it's all in one. And maybe we'll have our special guest star, who we won't say his name, who may come on time this time. Is there anything else you want to add, Zach?
No, that was it. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in to our first podcast. Tune in next week for podcast number 2, where we will deep dive into the culture and things like that. Hopefully we'll have another guest. I guess I'm the guest, right? If you think about it.
Yeah, you're kind of the guest. But then there's going to be, I think we'll have this, actually, he's from Argentina. He eats a lot of oatmeal, last I've heard.
I'm on the phone.
And he works out. That will be our second guest for next week, if we can get him to come.
That's my father.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an angry man. He roams around the house. The truth is, I'm a stay at home son.
There's always got to be a stay at home son.
Yeah.
Stay at home moms, there should be stay at home sons. Or stay at home dads. We're in 2018. Everything's equal these days. If women can stay home. You froze.
No, my PC just, okay, my battery's running low. We're going to have to close this off. Chaya Kahan, listen to me. I'm so excited that we started this podcast. And I look forward to next week.
Yeah.
Che Che in the morning.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Chaya, you have a great night. And I'm going to send you the podcast.
You too.
All right.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Post us in the morning.
Will do.
Bye.
And that was Che Che in the Morning, podcast episode number 1. Stay tuned for podcast episode number 2 next week on Chay Chay in the Morning.